This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:36 Tuesday morning. And it's a long weekend, too. Martin Luther King Day.
Wait, say that again?
This weekend is a three-day weekend. MLK Day is on Monday.
Company
holiday.
Yeah, I knew that.
That's good news, right?
Oh, my. I mean, it was good news when I first heard it because I've marked that down and was ready for it.
Of course, right. Make big plans.
How does a day off sneak up on you? That's not possible.
It's impossible. Well, especially when we just had 2 weeks of those. I guess that they're going to get a bunch of snow on Thursday. Mm-hmm. They say a lot of be careful out there because a lot of people are going to be heading up to ski this weekend.
And
take
some rain,
of it.
Too, I think they're saying.
Here. Yes, here, rain. I'm trying to look on the positive. I'm trying to look at the silver lining, Yuzi. We'll get some.
when are the guys coming back?
They're coming back Wednesday. They're actually pretty bummed. I was like, stay. Why don't you just stay?
And why don't they?
I don't know.
What's the problem with them?
Don't ask me. I'm not in the planning. I was like, do whatever you want. Just stay there. I don't know. Anyway, weather. Yay.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those where you're like, do whatever you want.
It's not.
But he has a feeling like he knows that,
I mean it. I'm fine. I can eat.
Do whatever you want.
I can eat pizza.
If you want to wake up with a butter knife in your back, you know, I'm happy to plunge a knife into your back while you sleep. Yeah. No problem.
That's who I am, Vinny. Let's go for a hike, everybody. Oh, my God. For Christmas, John got me a T-shirt that says, some people just need a pat on the back. And it's someone patting someone off a cliff. Little stick figures, and the guy's getting thrown off a cliff. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Murder jokes. They're the best.
They are the best. Murder. Most foul. Yeah, I do.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice2020 to save $5 on registration. Sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. That is getfitkpsf.com. So we'll begin real quick with the end of the college football season. LSU is your national champ. That was on last night. I watched a few minutes of it.
Were you going for that?
I didn't care. I don't have a horse in that race, so to speak. I think it's a neat end for a great season. Ed Orgeron, the coach of LSU, is a dude who I like to see do well. Mm-hmm. Because he's got a heavy, thick accent, he gets...
Does he get that Cajun accent?
He does. And he's someone who's been around. And so people have discounted his ability as a coach because of the sound of his accent. And to see him win is great. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'd heard people... discount him. Mm-hmm. I think he was at USC or somewhere where they went, no, we're going to find someone else. And it was like, yeah, but he's
the guy.
Okay. Because he's got, all right. Well, now
we do have our prejudices when it comes to accents. There's no question about it. You hear someone and they sound like a dummy, we think they're a dummy.
He triumphs. So I like to see that.
Right.
Congratulations, Louisiana. And one other quick note real quick here. I just like this because, you know, contracts are a weird thing that most of us don't ever have to deal with. And some of us do. And it's a weird negotiation. And Tony Romo is about to finish his rookie contract with CBS as a broadcaster.
He's great.
And he's about to make all the money.
Good. He should make all the money because I haven't given a rat's ass about a commentator really ever. I mean, there's a few that are famous and you know them. He, out of the box, I would pick my head up and go, that was funny. That was interesting. That, you know, in a way that I never cared about any kind of commentary on a football game.
Every person who's ever had to defend their ability to do their job or go into a negotiation and argue their worth,
right,
prays for the competition to come in and offer the mother load. So now it's a fight.
Nice. That's what
so,
you want.
So Tony Romo was making $4 million a year.
Not bad money.
That's great dough.
Dude's already rich.
But it looks like ESPN has come in and offered to steal Tony from CBS for $10 to $14 million a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're going to say 14 when we go back to CBS.
I'm trying to make sure I get this math right. That's like 7 times more than he was making.
Well, you know, it's something like that.
Congratulations.
It's huge. So is he going to go to ESPN or is CBS saying $18 million?
Right. That's what they have on their hands now is a bidding war. So we'll see where that ends. But it's by far going to make him the highest paid analyst on TV.
Well, he's great and he's worth it. And I don't know much about that world, but I actually noticed him. And for me to notice that, saying something. Because there's tons of those guys. You know, you see them on every football game, and you recognize a lot of the names. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I could pick them out of if I was listening to them talk, I don't know if I could put a name to one of them.
But you like him.
But I think he's great.
Good. Well.
Have you enjoyed him?
I like him.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah, I enjoy him. I know it's a harder job than people would give them credit for. There's times when the game's full of action and all you have to do is let the game
play.
Tell its story.
Right.
But there are other times when the game is awful and it's only the first quarter and you have an entire 3-hour broadcast to fill.
Uh-huh.
And that's when those guys earn their dough.
Yeah.
Because now suddenly nothing's happening on the TV.
And you got to give enough facts and color commentary and talk about roll old tape. And I mean, it is. It's hard. I'm sure it's very hard.
I'm sure. I would love to be a fly on the wall, but I'm sure there's plenty of times when they go to commercial and the joke between the broadcasters is, let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
This is awful. Just kill me. I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. Let's run for it.
Yeah.
And then there they are. Welcome back, everybody.
Right. To another very exciting game of football.
Right. The Supreme Court yesterday decided that no, the world is not capable of seeing your nipples, ladies.
Oh. Well, the world isn't capable.
The world can't take it.
The world can't take it.
And your efforts to free the nipple, no.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Yeah, boobs remain covered. And frankly, we'd like it if you put a shirt on, too. It just doesn't, you know, we don't go all crazy and drive our cars off the road. Right.
The Supreme Court decided not to free the nipple, refusing to hear an appeal by 3 women fined by a city in New Hampshire for exposing their breasts in public, who argued that banning female but not male toplessness violates the Constitution. They went all the way back to a traditional understanding of what constitutes nudity. In this case, the traditional understanding is women's boobs are nudity.
Yeah, they are.
That's naked.
Yeah.
When those are showing.
It's because guys can't handle it.
That's what I, right. And they're right.
Sorry. Yeah.
They're correct.
Societal norms are created to stop you people.
I mean, there is.
You people, the men.
A non-joke that goes around that is, my eyes are up here.
Mm.
And that's not even when someone's got them out.
Right. Oh, no. That's just they're here in my shirt.
Underneath.
And I'm wearing a turtleneck with a cardigan over it.
So, you know what I mean? There's definitely a control issue among men.
Yeah.
And women. I mean, women like boobs, too.
Absolutely. I drive off the road if I saw boobs, too. Like, what is she doing with her boobs out?
Hey, lady.
Your boobs are out.
Got to tap.
Oh, this is a disaster.
This story is titled, What Did We Get Stuck in Us This Year?
Oh, I love this story.
America is...
Are we on top of the world as far as stuck stuff? Because I would think that this is going on all over the place. People need to shove things in their ear, Vin.
Right. Or other... Is it orifices or orify?
Let's go orify.
Orify.
Or orifices.
I think that's something else.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Anyway, it looks like, you know, as they broke it down, this is reports taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits, and all descriptions are verbatim. I wish I could spend all day on this, but I can't. So I'll run through some of them, though. In your ears, wireless earbuds.
Happens. They get stuck.
Sure.
So you were shoving it in there so hard, you know, because you couldn't hear because all that wax.
Sister put a long, slender toy in a patient's ear. Sisters, come on.
A long, slender toy into an ear. Oh, boy. God. Sometimes you go too deep with a Q-tip, and it's so painful.
Placed a thermometer in ear, fell on bed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
That's deafness right there.
The ear thing is so...
Ay, ay, ay.
The nose. Small heart sticker.
Oh, the heart sticker.
Bath bead.
Dummies. Why do we stick things in our
nose? A bug.
Nose?
Tried to remove with a bobby pin. Now the bobby pin is stuck, too.
Oh, God.
A googly eye.
Oh.
Of the thing stuck in
Fine,
the nose.
Sure.
Yeah. In the throat, a fidget spinner. A condom?
Oh,
what is that?
Condom? Well, I don't know.
Stuck in your throat? Oh, right!
It's amazing these people didn't choke to death. Mm-hmm. A fidget spinner, for God's sake. How does that get past? It's like, on what angle would you put that to even get it past your mouth? Like, I can see you getting it into your mouth, but how does it get down into your throat? What the F, people?
It's probably a magic trick they're trying to attempt.
Right.
Yeah.
10 puzzle pieces.
10.
Mm-hmm.
10.
And I can't believe these people didn't choke to death.
Well, they probably were in the process of that when someone rescued them.
Oh, my God. Emergency tracheotomy, people.
This story is about things that Americans got stuck in them. This next one is in a man area.
Mm.
Oh, man.
In
the
front
pipe.
Of a... Okay.
Got me?
I do.
Crayons.
Oh, boy.
Marker cap.
Does that...
A chopstick. A ballpoint pen. A piece of toy pliers,
oh.
A lollipop stick, coaxial cable.
Is this something that's fun?
Are they trying to get at something?
I don't understand.
I have heard of this. There's a name for it too, but I've never considered that an option.
Yeah.
Someone would have to come to me. So, well, in this case, I'm married now. So she would have to come to me and say, I heard this great thing. You're going to love it. Let me try this on you. And I might go, well, if you know, all right. But I've thought of a lot of things, but nothing has ever, I've never done that.
Yeah, it seems like it would be, I thought that was like a pretty painful place to put things.
In the woman area, toothbrush.
Oh. See,
arrested by the police, so she took her cell phone and hid it from them. And then it got stuck.
That is... not
in the woman area.
For that.
In the woman area?
No, I can't even imagine that.
Well, if you buy the jumbo-sized tampons, maybe you can.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, that just
not...
means your flow's heavy. That has nothing to do with size.
You don't know, sir.
I do know. Have one of those.
Toy action figure.
I don't think your iPhone's going to fit in there.
A rubber ball.
The action figure seems like it would cut you apart.
I don't know. I've never been party to any kind of adventures along these lines.
Mm. Well, maybe you should bring it up to the
No,
wife.
No. I'm usually like, that's what I want to put
That's the
there.
One thing.
That Well, mm. I mean, I guess there's another thing or two.
Oh. Like what?
Well.
Oh. Or 10. I see. Thing or 10. Got
right.
It.
You know what I mean.
Sure.
But that's not... Anyway. And then the backside. This is the
mother
this
load
is the long
right here,
list,
everybody.
Right.
Things that people fell on in the shower and just fit perfect aim.
Patient states he slipped in the shower and landed on a metal air freshener can, and it went
whoop. Where the sun
and it
don't
disappeared.
Shine. That had to hurt.
Plastic toy about 6 inches long. Hmm. A toothpick.
Oh, goodness.
Why in the heck?
Maybe he had an itch.
A plunger handle.
Oh, boy. I fell right on that. Oops.
turkey baster?
Oh. Mm.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it has a bulb at one end and it's long.
Yeah.
So you would take it to, you'd...
Oh, the suction cup thing.
Yeah, you suction the juice out of the pan and then squirt it on top of the turkey and it runs, it looks so delicious. And it's so nicely tapered and blunt at the end.
These are things that Americans reported they'd fallen on and...
couldn't get out.
And it went where the sun doesn't shine. Garden hose cap, cigarette lighter, toy hockey stick, water gun, bag of heroin, coins, egg timer, heroin. Small shampoo bottle, large shampoo bottle, light bulb.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the light bulb thing on the
Not
ER
glass.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's outrageous.
Applesauce can. Accidentally got a... Oh, boy. I can't read that one.
Oh. Just draw it for me.
It's a toy that...
It's an actual sex toy?
Yes.
Oh, that's loud.
And then it was there, and somehow, for some reason, they chopped off as if it was just going to stay there. They say they cut the end of it off.
Like the handle was missing.
Oh.
Or whatever you might use to. So now it's stuck in there. You'd think that some downward pressure would help.
I don't know, but there you go. Mm. That's what people are up to out there in the world.
Yeah, behind closed doors, hopefully.
Yeah. Right.
Most of it, you know.
I've been doing research on the man area, the front side. It's the prostate is the reason why they do that.
Really? They can reach it from that direction?
Yeah, it's the most effective way if they can do it properly.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that. It seems like it would be, you'd need something so long.
Is that what we talked about?
Through and then
there you can buy it from stores that you know if you're a pro
tickler
and know what you're doing.
Yikes!
Then you can
the
set.
Is that the sounding that we had talked about at one time?
There's some.
Sounding.
There's a name for it.
Yeah.
There's a name, and that might be it. I don't remember the name.
Very.
But I don't. Like I said, it needs someone would need to come to me and say you. I know how to do this, and you're gonna. But then I'm just a typical guy. I'd be like, you know how to do this.
Where did you learn?
Oh, so you've done this a bunch of times.
Yeah,
well,
it's great.
Who's
here
the
we
guy?
Go. We tell you all about it.
Because there I am. I'm the Fresh Prince, and he's Tupac. I hate him. I can't get over it. I'm not going to be able to do this.
650 wants to know if there are any drumsticks on that list.
Yeah, drumsticks. That's a good one. That was an epic secret show. Epic.
That will live forever.
Forever. I swear to God, every time I see Tommy with his drumsticks, I'm like,
Have you ever asked him?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember what he said. Probably no.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Did you say Sammy was 72?
Mm. Sammy's older dude now. He looks great.
All our rock stars are older dudes now.
It's true. Rest
but
in peace,
you're right.
Hurt.
Sammy does look great for his age.
Yeah. Well, he's living a good life, you know.
Yeah, good for him.
Well, he's also just, I mean, he hasn't lost his hair and he hasn't even gone gray.
Well, there's ways of making sure those things don't happen.
Well, usually it's a lot easier if you just go brown. For him to be somehow blonde?
Yeah, he looks good. He looks really good. Well, I mean, I haven't seen him in a year and a half, but last time I saw him, I was like, you look amazing. I think he was 70.
Wow.
Yeah, because his birthday's like around Halloween, I think.
October 13th.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because I played his birthday party one time.
Yeah, you did. That was
fun. I think we all dressed up.
We loved that. What?
Nothing.
You played Sammy Hagar's birthday.
I just said that.
You performed for the lead singer of Van Halen.
Yeah. And James...
Hetfield.
Hetfield was there.
Yeah.
He heard. He was like, hey, you don't hear Boston acoustic every day. I'm like, I know.
What do you think of that, James?
I like that.
And I bet he loved it.
I didn't hear if he said he loved it or not, but, you know, he didn't run out of the building screaming, so I assume we...
Well, he was probably like, I think I can get this chick to show me your cans.
Yeah.
Eddie told me how.
Yeah.
Did you show James Hetfield your cans?
I didn't.
All right.
I didn't even talk to him that night.
What? He just said that you did.
No, somebody told me that he said, it's on every day you see Boston acoustic. And,
all right.
And I didn't go talk to him.
Well,
I'm not going to talk
I don't know.
To him.
What do I know?
What am I going to say to him?
My friend really likes you. Oh, poor James. I think he's still in rehab. I mean, that's the right place for him. But
sure.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with a Megxit update.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. I'll go through that quickly. I have a bunch of stuff.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.